Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From NFL Network, by way of, I believe it's X-Tech
shoulder pads,
is the great Brian Billick. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
How you doing, sir? Not much going on, huh?
No, Brian. I can't wait to talk to you, but I do want to tell people who out there have kids playing football that there's a shoulder pad above all others. Tell me what you know about X-Tech.
Yeah, I've been with X-Tech for 8 years. We started up 8 years ago with Bob Broderick and Teddy Monica, and it's number one pad in the NFL. We're very proud of that. People like George Kittle, DK Metcalf, Josh Allen, Aaron Donald. Top elite college programs, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Ohio State, the list goes on. And most importantly, it's available to high school players now. And we've developed a digital database that basically form fits the pad based on age, level of play, position, injury history, height, weight, shoulder measurement. So it's the next level of protection for our kids. If you got your kids playing football, it's a great sport. You need to protect them. You need to get them an X-Tech pad.
And Mike Smith was on yesterday. When NFL coaches are telling you that, you know it's a great pad. It's X-T-E-C-H, and if you enter a promo code COACH21, you'll get 10% off your offer. Brian, I was doing a little research on your great career as a head coach, and wow, did I see something interesting. You won the Super Bowl in Baltimore in your second year. I mean, that's a hell of an achievement, isn't it? It's exactly what happened to Doug. How hard is that to do?
It is, but then you realize, well, that just means they're going to run me out of town quicker because now I gotta follow this up in doing it only in the second year, you know, and I'm only half joking in that, but only half joking because certainly it sets an expectation, which is great. Doug did a great job. He's only 3 years removed from it, but that's life in the NFL. It's very mercurial. It's what have you done for me lately? Clearly, you know, we've talked about it all year. It got sideways in terms of the talent and the injury. And, you know, I mean, my next last year, we went 13-3 Baltimore. The next year, I lost my quarterback, 3/5 of my offensive line, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and we went 5-11. And it was like, you know, yeah, it was because of injuries, but sorry, we need to move on.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got 5 years after Super Bowl, right, Brian? You had a longer term after than Doug. After 3 years, that seems abrupt, especially when you made the playoffs 2 years after you went to the Super Bowl. Doesn't that seem very fast to you?
Well, and this was a surprise for me because Mr. Lurie, in the past, it seems that, you know, it's kind of in the family. Andy Reid and the relationship they had and the way that extended. You know, and they kind of took a little detour with Chip Kelly and then went back to the family and got Doug Peterson to play for them, coach with them under Andy. So this one is a bit of a surprise, but clearly he and Doug and Howie Roseman just had a diverse opinion of what the path was going forward and just decide, you know what, this is not going to work.
Well, Brian, Troy Aikman is just on a podcast today with his teammate Michael Irvin. And he talked to Doug, and he said that based on that conversation, he believes that Doug was let go because Doug preferred Hurts to Wentz as his quarterback. Isn't that a decision the coach always gets to make, who the quarterback is?
Well, your quarterback, you know, during the season and all, yeah, I mean, obviously it has to all go directly to the quarterback. But in the larger sense, it is an organizational decision now that it certainly includes the coach, the general manager, personnel, and ownership. But that's a big decision. And if indeed that's the way it went down, then yes, then it needed to happen. Because if you're going to start dictating – to your coach, his decision on who is the best player, then you're heading down a path that you're going to get there eventually, because it's unsustainable. If there's a different vision, doesn't mean you disagree. I mean, you do that all the time and scrimmage around and argue with one another about what about this, what about that. Quarterback position is pretty important. And if indeed that's the way it went down, then the split needed to happen. But, you know, I'm a coach, so I'm going to be biased in my opinion. But when you start dictating the coach who he's going to play or who he's going to hire, who he's going to fire, then you better keep that resume list of coaches you're looking at, because you're going to end up firing the next guy too.
Brian, the Eagles are committed to a $128 million deal with Wentz, which kicks in only now. As a coach, did you ever receive pressure to play a high-priced player over a player you thought might be better? How common is that?
Yeah, well, it's inherent with the fact that that's the evaluation that you make. Now, obviously, the money was a little bit different when I was last in it. We weren't paying quarterbacks these $100 million-plus dollar contracts. And, of course, it just goes up and up and up. But when you make that decision to pay a quarterback that kind of money, it is an organizational decision that you have to understand. Now, so we're kind of locked in here. And so if that is indeed, and whether it's the right thing or wrong thing, we've talked about it before. I think Carson Wentz is still a good quarterback. I think what's going on around him is what the issue has been, and that has to be addressed. If not, I don't care who you have in there, it's not going to get any better. And you know, be able to support the quarterback. Because I don't care whether it's Carson Wentz. I don't care if it's Jalen Hurst. I mean, they're a mess right now, and that's got to be cleaned up. But once you commit to that level of contract at the quarterback position in particular, yeah, I mean, it's whether it's implied or whether it's, you know, from top on down going, no, you've got to do this. I mean, yeah, you kind of paid your price, and this is the path you're on. And if you're wrong, then you got to make the change, but there's going to be a hell of a price to pay for it.
Brian, as a head coach, if you select the lesser of two quarterbacks because of front office pressure, aren't you going to have a big problem with your players in the locker room?
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead because the players know it. The players know who's good and who's not. Now, and the hard part is it may be fractured. There are going to be some Wentz people. There's going to be some Hurts people. And when you have that, that's not good because everybody's going to have an opinion. And I mean, we're a long way from Hurts knowing that Hurts is a legitimate guy. I mean, you see some signs that looks good. This is still a sub 55% completion guy. You know, they talk about that last game and how shady it was that he got pulled. The guy was 7 of 20. Now he was running around and making some plays. And so the organization, okay, is this what we're going to do? Because there's such a dramatic difference between the two in terms of style of play. It's got to be either or. I mean, when you look at what Baltimore and everybody kind of wants to eliminate what's going on with Lamar Jackson, although that's chasing fool's gold because there's really only one Lamar Jackson. And Jalen Hurst, as good a player as he may be, he's not Lamar Jackson in terms of his ability to run the ball consistently and be able to rely on that. But, you know, so what did they do? They went out and got a backup in RG3 and McSorley. That fit, okay, if Lamar goes down, then we don't have to scrap the entire offense. We can try to continue it, even though it won't be quite the level of Lamar Jackson. Well, you can't have Jalen Hurst as your starter and Carson Wentz as his backup. That just doesn't make sense. So these are organizational decisions that have to be made.
All right, but Brian, here's what I'm taking from this, and correct me if I'm wrong. If Brian Billick is the next Eagles coach, it's a competition at training camp to see which quarterback looks better. Is that the right way to do it?
Well, but first, how are you? What's training camp going to look like? The players are right now going, well, let's just do what we did last time, right? Because this worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Whether it's OTAs, whether it's training camp. The other part of it is, it's hard enough. You know the old saying: if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. And it's hard enough. When you really do open it to competition, I don't know how that really manifests itself during the course of training camp and preseason games where you have limited snaps. But when you have such two diverse, well, you're going to run two distinctly different offenses. You're going to practice two different offenses. We'll see how Carson Wentz does in this offense, and we'll see how Jalen Hurst does in this offense. You can't do that.
Wow. All right. So then the other alternative, you'd have to pick one going in. Who would you pick?
I'm a believer that Carson Wentz can still play. We'll see about Jalen Hurst. Certainly there's some potential there. I have some questions about his ability to – again, everybody wants to make the comparison to Lamar Jackson and say Jalen Hurst is Lamar Jackson. Well, maybe he isn't. I don't know that I see that. He doesn't have the speed. Someone told me, you know, Lamar Jackson's a tailback playing quarterback. Jalen Hurst is a fullback playing tailback or a quarterback. So his ability to stay healthy – Can indeed do it. Can he get that completion percentage up? Even as brilliant as Lamar Jackson is, we're still talking about, well, but can he get to the outside of the numbers? And is the, you know, if it falls to him and he has to win from the pocket, can he do it? There are still those questions. I'm one that thinks that when you look at Carson Wentz, that you can't adequately judge where Carson Wentz is right now because what went on around him last year.
All right, Brian. You have aced the pre-interview for the Eagles head coach job. Are you in this time?
You're not going to go down that path.
Come on, Brian.
No, thank you. No, I appreciate that.
Come on, Brian.
What happened the minute I took the job, you'd be dog cussing me.
No, that is so.
I enjoy talking with you. I don't want to have that go away.
Brian, I can't tell you how much I enjoy talking to you. You're awesome. X-Tech shoulder pads, X-T-E-C-H, promo code COACH21, 10% off your order. Brian, always great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
Brian Billick, with some wow, he's going with Wentz.
I think most people would.
If that
was the split, it was like you just
no
didn't...
competition. He gets the job. That's it.
Well, no, but he has the
– Wow.
He'd have to look like he does.
I'm sorry. He amazed me with that. I framed the question, put him on the field, see who wins.
But who really has said it's the other guy's job? Is there except Doug? If that was indeed the case.
Yeah, that's all you're hearing.
But Doug is the only one who coached them.
Yeah, but
Doug said Hurts is better.
Yeah, but if everybody else honestly
all
says,
right. So what? What because alienated Doug
now it's
this year?
Well, it's everything that Aikman said in that one cut that we've played. The way he played this year, he was not. How many times were you screaming at your TV, throw the ball?
Yeah, that's it. And Doug ran out of patience.
And every time they went to the sidelines,
wow.
Wentz is sitting on the bench, right? Where's Jalen Hurts? Right next to Doug Peterson.
It was interesting. Not ready for that answer from the great Brian Billick. Rich Glazer, we're wrapping up with him at the Tommy Lasorda stop. So, Rich, Lasorda won you over with that gesture.
Yes. I'm saying to myself, here's a guy who hangs out regularly with Frank Sinatra and other Hollywood celebrities, and he's making this generous offer to me and being a very nice guy to just little old me. But he's a real down-to-earth guy, and I had a great time with him. He did tell – he actually told me a couple of funny things. I'll repeat them real quick. Told me a story that he was probably the only man in Major League Baseball whose wife would not say, I love you or see you later when he left for the ballpark. The only thing she would say to him was, quote, please don't get into any trouble tonight.
Wow. He lived to be 93, Rich. Give me somebody you fell in love with in Philadelphia sports.
My favorite guy of all time is Dr. J.
Dr. J. Put him down, Al. Dr. J. Definitely Dr. J is on the list. He is an icon of all time. All I got on the list for all the prizes today are Reggie White, Terrell Owens, Randall Cunningham, and Dr. J. Hmm. Come on, people. How about the current people in Philadelphia that we already are in love with, and we just saw them for a few minutes, days, weeks, maybe a month. Connie is up next. Hi, Connie. Good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hi, guys.
Connie, you pretty happy about the first game by the Flyers?
Oh, yes, I was.
Talk to me.
It was a good game, except the one from Crosby, the mistake. Hmm. I just think that they have a great team this year.
Great team. Al, do they have a great team?
They have a really good team. It's really going to be interesting to see what they do against teams second time around. Pittsburgh's not very good, I don't think.
They're not.
No, I think they're going to. I think that may be the first coach to be in a lot of trouble.
Here's what I'm thinking now.
But, I mean, really the Flyers
good
are really, really,
really
fun,
good
too.
Coach.
Yeah.
Really good goaltender.
Yes.
Really good offense now.
Yeah, a lot of different options.
Right?
Yeah.
Defense?
Provorov's terrific. The young guys are getting better, but that's not, like, their strong point.
It's not their strong point.
And if I was coaching a I think what you're going to find, the test will be the Islanders and the Capitals, teams that will try to out-physical them.
Okay.
Well, and that
They're
doesn't
not
work that
as
much.
Physical.
That doesn't work that much anymore, but right. In this situation with eight games against the same team, it's going to be – but I think they have the firepower to – I just think they're going to be impossible to match up against with all that offense.
Connie, you might go to a parade this year.
Thank God.
If we can get the vaccine or something. Connie, give me somebody you fell in love with in Philadelphia sports right away. First sight.
Carter Hart.
Carter Hart.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Wow, right away with Carter Hart, huh?
Yeah.
And the thing is, the kid makes a horrible mistake, doesn't burn.
I got really mad at him.
You did?
You know, it was like he, you know, put the dishes in the dishwasher wrong. 10 minutes later, I was
thinking,
over it.
Here's what I thought. I went... That damn Crosby's lucky.
I just can't stand him.
He knew just exactly where to put the stick so he could knock the puck down, put it in front of him, and swish it into the net before Hart could do anything.
It's amazing.
Al, that was unbelievable.
It's amazing.
That's eye-hand coordination.
I mean, you might be some luck. I mean, it's a horrible play by the goalie, but just the calmness that he just
absolutely.
Snapped. See ya.
He's really good. Let's be honest. He's really good. We got a lot to do, but we have one more Doug Peterson story I haven't given you yet.
Uh-huh.
Doug's immediate plans may be changing. Is he getting back at Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie? This is Juicy, and it's next. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!